And, you know, in living the life we live under grace, and somebody say, well, Pastor Laverne, you know, making mistakes and everything, said, do you ask the Lord to forgive you? Well, you know, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the consequences of my sin have been taken away, but I have to repent of my actions. There's times that I just don't do things right. And you know what repent means? It means turning around and going the other direction. So when I mess up, when I goof up, and I make mistakes, and I repent and say, God, I'm sorry, then that means I'm willing to turn around and do what I know is right. Is anybody with me? I want to read this morning, if you want to stand for the opening of the service. And I'm going to read out of Ephesians 4, and it's talking about being mature. And when somebody presents the word to you, and you're thinking, oh boy, I need to change that, then what we do is change the direction you're going and go God's way, right? So that's what Ephesians 4 is talking about, is being mature. And it says, in light of all this, here's what I want you to do. Now, this is Paul talking. He says, while I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run on the road that God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. Sounds to me like he's talking to somebody about just sitting around in your comfort zone. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily, pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. Ah, I like that. You know how you mend a fence? That means if there is an offense, you do your part in mending the fence. You are all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and it is present at all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should at all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. And the text for this is, he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy and seized the booty. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down to the valley of the earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to the highest heaven? Talking about Jesus and what he did for us. He handed out gifts above and below. He filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive with Christ. We come in here to be made alive, to be instructed, to be given words that will help us to be more fully adult and more fully mature and in the ways of God. So no prolonged infancies among us, please. In other words, you know, we don't need to stay in the baby stage. We start out in the baby stage, but we don't need to stay there. We need to grow in our knowledge of Christ. We'll not tolerate babies in the woods, small children who are easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. Now listen to this. His very breath and blood flow through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. Hallelujah. Now stop just a minute and think about what's flowing through you this morning. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you say, God, I believe transform me, change me, then His blood begins flowing through you. Come on. His power, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And there is nothing in Him that you can't do. What hinders us is sometimes we just don't have the knowledge. Come on, church. Ask God to show you how to develop the gift that's on the inside of you. To grow up, to be mature, to make right choices. And when you've made a bad choice, what do? You turn around and go in God's direction. Say, God, I wasn't in your direction today, but I'm going in your direction today. Hallelujah. And you know what? Is somebody going to get a miracle today? Did you come believing for a miracle? Come on. Hallelujah. Why do we, we don't think, well, someday, one day, we think today is the day of my miracle. Amen? Well, come on. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Come on and praise Him. He brings the victory. I will praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and fills my voice. Oh, now wait a minute. Wait. What'd you bring you out of? Hey, did you know He puts you into the kingdom of God? Yes. Amen. All right, let's start that again. Come on. Thanks. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. Yeah. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise Him.
Come on.
For He has set me free. Praise Him. He brings the victory. I will praise Him. For He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise Him.
Come on.
For He has set me free.
Come on
and praise Him. He brings the victory. I will praise Him. For He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Come on, shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
For our victory. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We worship and magnify You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, church.
Why don't You turn into wine? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like You. None like You. Into the darkness You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You. None like You.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
This works the volume control for the headset now. If it's too loud, you turn it down. And this works the volume control for here. This works the volume control for there.
Come on now. Come on.
Come
on. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Say that again, church, come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You. We magnify and we glorify
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah.
I hear the voice of one crying.
I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying.
I want to tell you something. There's somebody in the house or somebody listening, and you're crying out to God. And now is your time.
Prepare
now is your time to accept Jesus.
Come and
to accept what he's got for you today.
The way of the Lord. As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these streets. Every child out playing by the wrong front door. Every baby lying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in the bed. Every driver driving to the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Can you feel it?
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah, yep. Come on.
Woo. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us. Revive us. Revive. From the preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high, from the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through her veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. Like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit.
Come on now.
Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive.
Say, oh yes,
Well, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit.
Come on.
Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. And oh, revive.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on.
Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. Everlasting God, you do not think you won't grow weary. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God, you do not think you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
our God. You reign forever,
our hope,
our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You're the everlasting.
You're the everlasting.
Thank God you're the everlasting.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what, church, sometime this time of year when the sun's shining and it's been that cold and that icy winter and the trees are starting to get green, and maybe you just walk outside and you hear the birds. Oh, I hear the birds. And you just want to begin to say, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Amen. Power and majesty. Oh, and our God and all this creation he gave to us. Amen. So this morning, just be free in worship and in praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Savior,
Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
Oh, yeah.
My comfort, my Savior, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sea will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Come on, church.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
You're my shelter,
my comfort,
you're my comfort,
my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship. Shout to the Lord,
let all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Come on.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar
at the sound of your name.
I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
say nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to be seated. Brother Glenn, would you show that when it's time, you may need to turn some of the lights down. I want you to listen to this.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind.
You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to worship a king. Hallelujah. That's our king, and he's king, and he's king of us. We're the kings he's king of. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know him? Do you know him? Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Majesty, come on, worship His Majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Kingdom authority.
Kingdom authority
flows from His own unto His own. His anthems ring. So let's exalt Him today. Come on.
So exalt, lift up on high.
Tell you something, church. When I watched that, we watched that video. The thing that got me was, you know what? That's who we come to worship. We don't worship this church. You don't worship Pastor Jerry and I. Because you know what? Down the road, at times, we're just human. We are. And we may fail you. We may not live up to your expectations. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ will always live up to your expectations. Matter of fact, I would say He's higher than what you expect of Him. Amen. And as we worship Him today, focus on Him. Don't think about those people that's let you down. They're just humans. Hallelujah. As we worship and magnify Him and think about His grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. Just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. We're singing my
majesty. By your love, in the presence of your majesty,
here we are, Lord.
Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace, so.
Your majesty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And you can know, you don't have to say, well, I hope I'm saved. I pray for me that I'll hold on. He said he would give it to you now. Amen. Right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Awesome presence of the Lord is in this place today. Reach out and take what you need. Amen. Take everything. There's healing in this presence today. Go ahead. Reach out and take it. Say, thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. There's victory today. There's restoration today of homes, of marriages, families. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Just want to remind the youth, anybody from 11 to 18, that if you're going to go with them to the Winter Jam in Lexington Saturday, get an application from Miss Libby or Jeff, and they need to know today so they can make arrangements about who's going and pickups and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for that. And Pastor?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that video was awesome, wasn't it? That didn't get you going today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know him? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you know, the thing is, use this time of year, because this is the time of year, just like Christmas is, that people are very, very open to hear about Jesus, because he's the reason for the season, not just Christmas. He's the reason. Hey, we celebrate the resurrection day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pastor, amen. Take your water with you.
We'll have prayer and then we'll dismiss classes. I'll be doing Miss Sherry's class today, so if you're in Miss Sherry's class, don't get upset because she's not here. They had something they had to do today, and so I said, okay, I've got a lesson for them. Okay, all right. I want you to notice the last three or four weeks, we've had something in the bulletin about the fire extinguishers that we needed to buy. We, in order to update our fire extinguishers, we have to have 8 of them located in this building, different places. And what it's going to cost us is $930. And not only will he'll post the fire extinguishers, but Mike will maintain them every year, make sure they're right. I think he found, we had 2 here. One of them was empty, and the other one was dated back in the 1980s. And, you know, we just need to update, okay? Because
we had one that he said, I can't recharge it because they don't make them anymore, and it's out of date.
Okay. So,
you know, thank God we haven't had any reason to use them.
Amen.
And we won't have any reason to use these.
No.
But in order for the...
To
go along with their insurance and fire marshal requirements.
So if you want to give a little extra and see Miss Lottie and say you want to put it in maintenance and it go for the fire extinguishers, we appreciate that. Okay.
Amen. We want to keep fire out of the building that way, but we want to bring fire into the building.
Amen.
From a spiritual point of view.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you know how you get fire in this building? This building is nothing but a place where you gather together. And the fire that's in this building is going to have to come from the fire that's in you.
That's right.
So stir it up.
Amen.
Stir up the fire within you. And you know, when we come together on Sunday morning, you know, it's sort of like, I just got this picture in my mind, a barbecue grill, a charcoal grill. You can take a piece of charcoal and you can light it up, but you can't grill a hamburger with it. You put another one with it and it'll be a little warmer, but I still doubt that you could grill a hamburger. Or if you grilled it, you'd be there until you weren't hungry anymore before it got done. But put another one and another one and another one and another one and put them all together and get them all burning at the same time. Throw a hamburger on there and you'll have to watch it to keep it from catching on fire.
Amen.
Why is that? Because a little heat from every one of the charcoal. So when you come in, you come in lit up.
Amen.
And when you're being lit up, you know, we'll pour a little charcoal lighter on you. That's what the Word of God is.
Amen.
Amen. If you've got something going on in your life right now and you need prayer for it, I mean something physically, something emotionally, something financially, something relationally, just something going on and you need God to step in and intervene in it, I want you to stand up if you're willing to do that. Now, you see what? Look around. You are not the only one. Sometimes we don't respond to the things of God because we get this feeling that we'll be singled out because I'm the only one that has any problems. I noticed Laverne and I are both standing. We didn't sit down when I said this. Now, go ahead and read those names there. These are the ones, these are names on here. They're not here, but some of you are standing for them.
Amen. We want to pray for Debbie and Jess, Paul Anderson family, Debbie Capel for healing, Darlene True, John and Paul Smith, Diana and Jen, and Danny and Sonny and Chris, Shelley and Sherry and Nikki, Brandy and Josh, June and Jerry, and June's sister, Debbie and Wendy, Patricia and Jacody, Reagan, Lakeisha and children, and Lisa, Ida Wheeler's family, Eddie and Mo, and Kim Mitchum's father, and John had his surgery this week, didn't he?
Yeah, he was supposed to have it Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, it might be then. Okay, but then we want to pray for John Waite, and
it
might have been. But anyway, are there other prayer requests? And I know you're standing because you're believing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Hendersons.
The Hendersons. Okay. Okay.
All right, now, flip your faith switch. Long time ago, back before we ever moved back here to Columbia, we were acquainted with an individual. He had a song ministry, David
Ingalls.
David Ingalls. And he wrote a lot of songs about faith and belief. And one of the songs that he wrote, he titled it, Keep Your Switch of Faith Turned On. And you know, we got switches on the walls here that turn these lights off and on. They turn on and turn off the flow of electricity to the lights. They don't have anything to do with the electricity. It's here regardless of what they are doing. If they're on, if they're off, the electricity is still here. If they're on, if they're off, the lights are still here. The lights still work. They're in good condition. The reason that they're not doing anything, if they're not, is because the switch is turned off. But when you turn on the switch, the lights come on. Well, that's the example that he was portraying. In our lives, our faith is a switch. And it turns on or it turns off. And so right now, in yourself, envision you're turning on the switch if it's not already on. You're lighting it up, okay? You're opening the channel for the power of the electricity of God to come into your situation. So you're standing here in the presence of God and God sees you all. Now you got to, you believe that you will receive what you're standing up for. The Bible says, after having done all, stand. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, standing in your presence. Standing, Lord God, believing, turning on our faith, releasing it, Lord God, to allow your power to flow through us, to flow, Lord God, into this prayer list that we have our hands laid on, the ones that have been called out before you. The names, Lord God, of every one of these, and not one of them is beyond your love, not one of them is beyond your grace, not one of them is beyond your saving power nor your healing ability. And we believe, Lord God, right now that you are moving in their lives. You're touching them and ministering to them, Lord God, to the extent that they will receive you. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand before you here as a congregation. These needs, Lord God, in the lives of the ones that are standing, we thank you, Lord God, right now as they give them to you, as they acknowledge that that need is met, that their faith says, I receive it right now. It's coming in the name of Jesus, and I will not see it any other way. I will not see it unanswered. I will not doubt. I will not fear. I will not question. No matter what my eyes may see or my ears may hear, I trust you, Lord God, in what you have said and in your word that every need is supplied. And where there is healing necessary, thank you, Lord God, for that healing right now being released. Where there is emotional stress, thank you, Lord God, that the peace that passes understanding is coming to them. Where there are financial needs, I thank you, Lord God, that money comes. That those financial needs are met. Because you, Lord God, are all sufficient. And for those tasks that lie ahead of them, that may be taunting them to say, you can't deal with me. But yes, we can. Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that as your people, we are under your protection. We are under your favor. And your grace is sufficient. And Lord God, that includes our country. That includes the situations of the world. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And what do you say? Amen.
Amen. Amen. While the children are being dismissed, find somebody to say hello to. Just find somebody. And children, youth, preschool, you may go to your classes. Yeah.
Who's doing the youth class? Who's doing the youth?
Libby. Oh. The practice.